With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Former President Trump offered a tough message to Israel over its war against Hamas. On Thursday, he urged the country to, quote, get it over with during an interview on the Salem Radio Network. Mr. Trump said Israel is, quote, absolutely losing the PR war and called for a swift resolution to the bloodshed. Meanwhile, President Biden told Israel it must do more to protect civilians and aid workers in Gaza.
During a 30-minute phone call with the Israeli prime minister, the president warned that future U.S. support for the Gaza war depends on new steps by Israel. National security spokesman John Kirby.
What we want to see are some real changes on the Israeli side. If we don't see changes from their side, there'll have to be changes from our side.
Kirby said the president was very direct in telling Benjamin Netanyahu that Israel must take concrete steps to address civilian harm, humanitarian suffering, and the safety of aid workers. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, there is progress on a limited access channel past the collapsed bridge in Baltimore.
Engineers working to clear the wreckage of the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore say they expect to be able to restore some navigation in and out of the port of Baltimore by the end of this month. That's according to what the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is calling a tentative deadline. The goal is to clear a limited access channel measuring some 280 feet wide by 35 feet deep that would support one-way traffic in and out of the port for barge container service and some vessels that move automobiles and farm equipment. I'm Norman Hall.
President Biden takes a short trip this afternoon to view the damage, meet with first responders and state and local officials. He'll also meet with the loved ones of the six people who died in last week's accident. Afterwards, he'll escape to Delaware once again for a weekend out of town. This is SRN News. A leading atheist longs for Christianity.
Richard Dawkins is one of the best-known atheists in the world, a man who calls faith in Christ nonsense. And yet, in an interview with a British radio station, he laments the decline of Christianity in the UK and Western Europe, going so far as to claim that he is a, quote, cultural Christian. Dawkins says England needs the moral and ethical structure that Christianity provides and admits that he fears the spread of Islam in his country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Oklahoma Supreme Court's considering the legality of a plan to establish what would be the nation's first publicly funded religious charter school. Republican Attorney General Gentner Drummond argues the creation of the St. Isidore of Seville Catholic Virtual Charter School is a violation of both state and federal law. He says if approved, Islamic or even satanic schools would be eligible to receive public funding. This is SRN News. Ukrainian authorities say a nighttime Russian attack this week using Iranian-designed drones killed four people and wounded 12 others in Kharkiv.
Officials in Kharkiv say multiple drones hit the city and region in several waves, striking civilian infrastructure and people's houses. Rescue workers were at the scene of one attack, trying to reach those trapped under the ruins when they were killed in another drone strike on the same spot. Ukraine has called it a cynical and targeted attack, but it's not the first time it's happened here. Pictures show the wreckage of emergency vehicles, as well as blood on the tarmac, and a high-rise block of flats with the balconies badly damaged. Attacks on Kharkiv have increased lately, especially on the energy system, causing major blackouts.
That's the BBC's Sarah Rainsford reporting. Four Indonesian cabinet members have testified no rules were violated in the distribution of government aid during the recent election campaign. More at SRNNews.com.